That's a sound many residents of Toronto never expected to hear coming from their backyards, but that will soon change. As part of a pilot project approved by City Council, people in four neighborhoods will be allowed to keep a maximum of four chickens for each home, but no roosters. They must also register with the city. The project was designed to give people an alternative to eggs purchased in stores. Several municipalities in Ontario already allow chickens to be kept in backyard coops. They include Kingston, Brampton, Caledon, and Niagara Falls. But the approval didn't come without a heated debate. Here's Councillor Joe Mihevich.
To have a few pets in your backyard that also have the benefit of producing eggs, there's nothing wrong with it from a public health perspective, from a nuisance perspective. They are as clean as cats and dogs.
But that's not the way Councillor Paul Ainslie sees it.
I haven't had one positive response when I've talked with residents over my past 3 months in a variety of community events about backyard chickens, and that stems from their concerns about salmonella poisoning, rats and mice, and how that's going to impact their neighborhoods.
Some councillors say they talk to people in other cities and none of the possible negative impacts have become issues. Chickens would not be allowed in apartment buildings, condominiums, or properties that don't have enough backyard space. The pilot project will operate for the next 3 years and be reviewed after 18 months. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.